VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-backed Afghan government said Wednesday it does not plan to attend next month's multi-nation conference in Russia on the future of Afghanistan. Representatives of the Taliban insurgency confirmed to VOA that they, however, will attend. Afghan officials are reportedly upset because Russia did not consult with them before extending an invitation to the Taliban. Russia has also invited China, Pakistan, Iran, and eight other countries to take part in the meeting, which is scheduled for September 4th in Moscow. Fighting disrupted some Eid al-Adha celebrations in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Wednesday. Indian security forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets to disperse anti-India protesters in the region's main city, Srinagar. Anti-India sentiment runs deep in Kashmir, a Himalayan territory divided between India and Pakistan, but claimed by both in its entirety. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says the reimposition of economic sanctions against Iran has had a, quote, profound effect, and the administration wants to go further than the measures that were in place before a deal was reached with Iran to end its production of nuclear weapons. Bolton spoke Wednesday during a trip to Israel.
The Iran nuclear deal mitigated the effects of its mismanagement of the economy and gave the regime new life, gave this regime that's been the central banker of international terrorism since 1979 new assets that it could use for its nuclear weapons program.
Bolton said American officials have spoken with allies about what else could be done to achieve, quote, maximum pressure on Iran. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court opened hearings Wednesday on the opposition's challenge to the results of last month's presidential election. The Movement for Democratic Change has accused Zimbabwe's Election Commission of rigging the July 30th vote. The opposition's challenge has forced the planned inauguration on August 12th to be postponed. If the court upholds the results, the inauguration of the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, could take place within 48 hours. The social media giants Facebook and Twitter say they have removed hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the social network removed 652 pages, groups, and accounts that are linked not only to Russia, but to Iran as well, like Liberty Front Press, which had multiple accounts on Facebook and Instagram. Zuckerberg says they blocked users who displayed coordinated, inauthentic behavior, including the release of political material. Zuckerberg says the activity has been reported to U.S. and U.K. government officials. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is not alone in dealing with sex abuse within the Catholic Church. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Recent revelations of sexual misconduct and cover-ups within the highest ranks of the U.S. Catholic Church have revived a controversy festering for decades. But the U.S. isn't alone. Cases of Catholic priests abusing children and of bishops covering up for them have erupted around the world. This includes Chile, where Pope Francis strong-armed the entire Chilean hierarchy to tender their resignations over the issue. And Australia, where a national investigation found more than 4,000 people were abused at Catholic institutions between 1980 and 2015. Francis is expected to address the issue this weekend when he visits Ireland, the first country to come to grips with the problem in the 1990s. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The U.S. Democratic National Committee has notified the FBI that it has thwarted a hacking attempt on its voter database. The attack was discovered late Monday by a cybersecurity firm working for the DNC. The firm said no one fell for the ploy before a fake page was taken down. And people in Hawaii are stocking up on supplies and heading to higher ground as they face the threat of heavy rain, flash flooding, and high surf from a powerful hurricane which continues to move toward the state. The National Weather Service says it remains a Category 4 hurricane with maximum winds near 240 kilometers per hour. Public schools on the Big Island and in Maui County are closed until further notice. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.